Welcome to Nelum, your foundation for growth. This is a podcast intended to support you in going beyond disconnection, loneliness, and isolation to feel a sense of community. This is a podcast intended to give you greater access to nature, to understanding the natural world, to appreciating the natural world. And this is a podcast that hopefully will support your inquiry around meaning and purpose. Nelum, your foundation for growth, is a podcast intended to support you in growing on the planet. Hi, Nathan.
Hi. Hi, Lola. I'm excited to be here.
So I thought this could be a great opportunity for us to introduce what Nelum is, why we're creating it, and perhaps begin to wonder what this podcast could be here to support, invite, encourage, explore.
Sounds great.
So I thought we could start by talking a little bit about how we arrived here, what Nelum is, and what it's intended to be. I think maybe we could rewind a little bit. January of 2020, I resigned from my role as CEO and spiritual director of Bodhi Center, an incredible center for personal transformation, collective awakening that was located in Chicago but served tens of thousands of people around the world. When I resigned in January of 2020, it wasn't because I didn't love that body of work, but I just felt like the model was too taxing and I was exhausted. We had gone through a variety of iterations and I just couldn't find a way to make it work in a way that served me and our family. I felt like my time was complete and I didn't really know what that meant, but I just knew I couldn't do what I was doing the same way I was doing it. And the only way I knew to make a change was to leave Bodhi, which was incredibly heartbreaking, very, very difficult decision, lots of tears, lots of conversation. And my last day on staff at Bodhi Center in Chicago was March 13th, 2020. That also happened to be the day that we flew our kids home from their apartment in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, where they were living. And they were returning because all of a sudden COVID-19 had hit and nobody really knew what was going on, but we knew that New York City probably wasn't the right place for them to be and we wanted to hunker down at home. So that for me feels like where the story begins. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have any idea what the next chapter of my life looked like professionally, and I, as a mother of four kids, had never had the kind of time that I ended up experiencing as a result of the pandemic. And we had this other business, Nathan Wright Landscape Design. And the funny thing about that business was I would oftentimes joke during my years at Bodhi, like, well, if this thing doesn't work out, I can always come help you grow that business.
Which never sounded like a good idea.
Why is that?
Well, I think I know enough about you and you know enough about me to know that sometimes we have different ways of doing things.
How would you describe that more specifically?
Well, I would say that you have a particular way that you like things to be done and to go. And what I would say about Nathan Wright Landscape Design is that I, you know, through my years of working there, I've
worth noting, you created Nathan Wright Landscape Design. When you say working there, it sounds like someone else hired you.
Yeah. Well, I think that I was called there for a higher purpose. And I think that for me, it was a lot about learning how to surrender and to let the business show me what it needed and wanted to be, as opposed to me telling it, you know, how things were going to go. Mm. And I think that's the part that I didn't know, how you would be able to navigate a business that felt like, you know, kind of like hard to control.
Mm. Yeah. So that first year, 2020, I got to sit home and really just restore myself from a really intense 15, 20 years that had preceded that experience of the pandemic. So 20 years prior of just hoofing it as a parent, as a career person, as an ambitious human being, as a young mother, all of the things. And then by the spring of 2021, Nathan Wright Landscape Design was really like exploding because people were just sitting at home and wanted to have a beautiful landscape.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the sequence of all this because at that point, we didn't even have an idea that we'd be moving into the city. Is that
no,
right?
Yeah. Nowhere even close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you started the 10,000 Small Businesses program at Goldman Sachs in January of 2021. Is that right?
In December.
December of 2020.
Yeah. So at that point, then we did know about the calendar garden design.
Brand new.
Yeah.
They're like a mutual client of Nathan Wright Landscape Design and Calendar Garden Design, a woman-owned landscape maintenance business in Chicago, had a mutual client. And the founder of Calendar Garden Design, a woman named Sally Callender, had died of cancer and left a really beloved business that she had really created as a third career. And you were approached as a prospective buyer of her client list and the property in Logan Square that we now call Nulum.
Mm-hmm.
So you were in this program, this small business incubator at Goldman Sachs, 10,000 Small Businesses. We were going into year two of a global pandemic. I was really in a kind of existential inquiry around what my next career move was, because certainly when I resigned from Bodie, I had no intention of being seated at home for a year because of a global pandemic. And then Nathan Wright Landscape Design had really, really warmed up. And we were in an incredible labor shortage mm-hmm. in this country because of the pandemic and unemployment benefits. And all of a sudden, the demand was through the roof, but the ability to execute the demand was really, really challenging. So you had been approached to buy this property in Logan Square. I was like a hard no to it.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling was like, I don't even know what I'm doing with my life at this point. Everything has gone in a direction that I could not anticipate, imagine, or intend. And now you want to buy three lots in Logan Square for our landscape design and build business? That just sounds like a risk at a really challenging time in the economy and on the planet that I didn't have the capacity to take on.
Yeah. So what changed?
Well, I remember us coming to the property in Logan Square in February of 2021. And at the time, the physical space was like a hoarder's house, basically. I mean, hoarder's house, a hoarder's lot. I mean, there just was crap everywhere. My skin was crawling. It was freezing in Chicago. There was like 7 inches of snow. I remember having to like shimmy out of the car on California Avenue. And I still did not get your interest in this property. It made absolutely no sense to me. I did not get the vision. And what I remember you saying is like, just imagine how easy it could be to deliver mulch to this property. It's right off the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not compel me at all. What were you thinking at the time?
That's a good question. I mean, I think I was thinking, what I'd say is I was looking for something different. You know, because we had been working out of our house in Oak Park for a lot of years. I think that most of our projects were more or less like the same as the one before it,
Projects at Nathan Wright Landscape Design.
Correct. Yeah. And so I think I was curious, you know, what else was out there in terms of opportunities. And I think I was ready to explore new ideas. And so I think I was looking to mix it up a little bit, because I think even myself, who enjoys routine, had gotten bored, you know, with the routine that I had established.
Yeah, I think it's worth mentioning for the people that know us, the assumption often is that I'm the one with all the big ideas moving us into risky and adventurous territory. And I think this is an example of how you also have that tendency, though it can present in a very different way.
At this time, I didn't experience it as a risky idea. It felt kind of like, well, what else are we going to do? You know, there didn't really seem to be any other great ideas out there. So I would say that as much as I had considered what could go wrong, I mean, there were so many things, I guess, that could have gone wrong, but it just seemed like the next logical step.
So you have a growing business in the village of Oak Park, the western suburbs of Chicago. It had sort of become routine for you. You were looking to mix it up. This property presented itself in Logan Square. I was a big no. You were asking me to imagine how we could perhaps even find like investors to take on this property and grow this business. And I was like, nope, not doing it. At that point, I was still recovering from very significant fundraising efforts for many, many years at Bodie. I was not trying to raise more money for Nathan Wright Landscape Design to take on a risk that I wasn't behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back to the property, somewhat begrudgingly on my part. You continued to sort of pursue this vision for the business. And we went back in March of 2021, and it was a beautiful sunny day. And we actually were able to access the exterior space. The prior visit, I couldn't get outside. And I got to walk outside. The snow had melted. The sun was shining. And there was this big old brick carriage house in the back of these three lots. And there was this giant opening into two vacant lots that were packed with plants. And within a matter of moments, I could see a big band playing on a stage and music just spilling out into the garden. And all of a sudden, I would say, I caught a vision.
Well, I was having the thought that almost anywhere you go, you sort of seem to envision like a big band and a stage. So I would say there wasn't a lot of surprise to me that you envisioned that in that space.
Mm.
I'm thinking back to the time at our old house when you envisioned a band and a stage out of our treehouse that we built for the kids. And one day you had a concert in our backyard where the band was up in the treehouse playing down into the backyard.
Well, actually, that was October of 2020, and that was when I launched my new LolaWright.com
website.
Yeah. And at the time, like, people were outdoors. Some people were wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just so wild. So between October of 2020 and March of 2021, all of a sudden, we were moving in the direction of Logan Square. Your business, what is now our business, was busting at the seams with opportunity because people wanted their landscaping done. And this property in Logan Square came online. And all of a sudden, by March of 2021, I was totally on board. Didn't know how we were going to make it happen because now I'm basically unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now self-employed in a business that had really taken many, many years to get to a tipping point of any kind of financial viability.
Yeah.
So our ability to get financing on these three lots in Logan Square was really tough. And I would say, like, every single twist and turn, there was an obstacle.
Yeah.
But for me, that's part of the magic of this experience so far, is that, like, somehow, some way, a way was made. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we kept seeding this vision of an emerging space. And what started out as a vision for a landscape design, build, and maintain business called Nathan Wright Landscape Design evolved and grew and expanded into what we now call Nalum. Mm-hmm. And just to give a little bit of background, like, you know, so much appreciation for the people that helped us fan and tend to this vision. If you remember, we had many, many conversations with Melissa Skoog and her team, our very good friend Reginald Jolly, such a brilliant creative partner for me for many, many years, worked with us to come up with the vision from an identity perspective, from a creative perspective around what the space was wanting to become. And that's always been something that you have worked into your process as a landscape designer and landscape architect, going into a space and not imposing your view on what the space is to be, but rather asking the space what it wants to become. And I feel like that's really what we've done with these lots in Logan Square, is keep asking the question, what is wanting to happen here? What is wanting to come forward?
Yeah. And it's been interesting just to see how that vision has evolved since that first day. I think that one of the moments for me when it all started to click together was when we saw, like, your work and my work, and not just your work and my work, but also the opportunity to engage our kids and our family in this process. I think that's when it all started to make sense, because
was there a particular day? You made it sound like there was a moment.
I feel like that there may have been a moment there, but I don't remember. It may have been a similar moment that you also described earlier. But I think that, you know, it was one thing to have a space in the city when we lived in Oak Park, and something that we worked on in the city together.
What I want to go to is this idea that, like, we had engaged these brilliant creative partners to help us form an identity around a vision that we had sort of a few words for. You know, there are these really magical wooden gates that open into the two vacant lots. And for me, there was something that happened when you walked off of the sidewalk on California Avenue and crossed the threshold into the garden. And my sense was, like, that's it. Like, something new happens when you step into this place. And it was a really weird time on the planet. Like, people didn't know what was going on. We were in the midst of really uncertain times. And for me, what was very existential in my experience, like, what am I doing with my life? What is happening on the planet? Where am I going? How could I have left this body of work that felt so purposeful for me? And now here I am, you know, with no idea what the future of my career and my life looks like. And all of a sudden, this place, this space showed up. And all of a sudden, there was this threshold experience. It was like stepping over into this garden. And it was a whole new wave of possibility from my perspective. And I think that really informed how we arrived at the name, Nalum. It's a portmanteau. It's two Latin words that we fused together and twisted the spelling on a little bit. So N-U-L-U-U-M, Nalum, new light, new beginnings, new possibilities, a place and space where you can go beyond the struggle or strain, the resistance, the friction, and really sort of rise into a call it a higher state of consciousness, an increased access to imagination. But for me, that's really what Nulum represents. It is the invitation, the possibility for people to go beyond the struggle, the strain, and the resistance of the day-to-day grind that people so frequently find themselves in.
Yeah.
And we're still practicing that ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we're always in an inquiry around how can we continue to expand our idea of what could be possible for ourselves and our lives, and how can we experience increased ease, grace, flow, creativity, imagination, abundance.
Yeah, I'm remembering those days and the way that we sort of discovered that this new world, this property and this place and all the stuff that came with it. And that included a lot of plants, a lot of containers, you know, a lot of stuff, a lot of papers and filing cabinets, and also a little cat named Garage Cat.
Garage Cat, who we renamed Thea, Goddess of Light, to be congruent with Nulum.
Mm-hmm.
She was a feral cat who was living a pretty rough and rugged existence. And Christine, who's worked with us for many, many years and is really intimately involved in the formation of Nulum, took Thea under her care. And with a handful of Nathan Wright, a handful of Nathan Wright landscape design team members, she's now like the princess of the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So Nathan Wright landscape design continues to flourish. I got knee deep on that work with you over the last few years. We grew that business 3 times its size of where it was when I arrived in 2020. The joke came true. I ended up joining you in that body of work. I would say many twists and turns, many challenges and obstacles, growth opportunities, a lot of heartbreak, but man, are we resilient. And the spirit of Nulum is really the spirit of Nathan Wright Landscape Design and Lola Wright Enterprises in the form of a community gathering space, a garden and gathering space in Chicago's Logan Square neighborhood that is currently being designed to be 11,000 square feet of new construction space with 4 magical gardens that are really intended to respond to the incredible isolation and loneliness that many people are experiencing on the planet today. A deep disconnect from nature that can be really easily found, particularly in an urban environment, and an outlet for increased meaning and purpose. So for me, that's really the spirit of Nulum, that whether it's, you know, a guided meditation in the garden, whether it's an incredible band and dancing and movement, whether it's a yoga class or a live podcast recording, Nulum is a space and a place that responds to the crisis of loneliness that we find ourselves in, our disconnect from nature, and a general lack of meaning and purpose that human beings are experiencing.
Yeah. I mean, Nulum is plant growth and people growth.
This is a podcast intended to support you in going beyond disconnection, loneliness, and isolation to feel a sense of community. This is a podcast intended to give you greater access to nature, to understanding the natural world, to appreciating the natural world. And this is a podcast that hopefully will support your inquiry around meaning and purpose. Nulum, your foundation for growth.